This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Leah McAdoo with InfoWars.com. We're here at the RNC and here at the premiere of Hillary's America with Dinesh D'Souza. How are you doing here tonight? Very exciting to be here for the film.
I'm super excited to be here. This movie can play a big role in unifying the Republican Party, but also giving it to Hillary and the Democrats. My Obama movie 4 years ago was just about Obama. This one is about progressivism and the whole sordid, repulsive history of the Democratic Party. We lay it all out there. And so I'm very excited to be sharing this message with delegates who can carry it all across the country.
Right, and you say Hillary's America is going to be utterly terrifying. You would know. You've actually had firsthand experience of someone with major political power using that power to target their political opponent. What would you want to say to the opponents of Hillary Clinton if she becomes president?
Well, I think that I've seen a kind of a thuggishness in American politics that wasn't there before. I'm a product of the Reagan era. And, you know, you had people who disagreed, Reagan, Mondale, Dukakis, and it was a sort of a gentleman's fight. But these guys who are in there now are, their idea is that if you disagree with them, they kind of want to put you out of business, they want to lock you up, they want to take you off the stage, so to speak. Obama is there's a gangster streak in Obama, but his goals are ideological. His gangsterism is the means. Hillary, I think, is a gangster par excellence. That's her MO. That's who she is. And so I'm a little worried that Hillary presidency would essentially bring a sort of third world gangster mentality to the United States.
Absolutely. And talk about no government accountability. What did you think of the reaction to her FBI probe? And then now they're pushing it back. They're not going to delve into the Clinton Foundation for 27 more months.
Well, one thing I learned in confinement was that we as conservatives and as Republicans, it's just foolish for us to cross our fingers and wait for other people to do our work. We have to do our own work. So all the Republicans who kind of naively were saying, oh, wait till the FBI indicts her. No, the FBI is under Obama's thumb. Loretta Lynch works for Obama. Obama's been signaling for 2 months, Hillary's my gal, leave her alone. So I was not optimistic this would happen. And in fact, we went ahead with the Hillary movie in the full confidence that she would be the nominee.
And so one last question, obviously breaking news today, some more police officers slain there in Baton Rouge. Did you think years ago making Obama's America that this would be happening? Police officers would be targeted, potential civil war, we're seeing massive racial imbalance here. I mean, what do you think about this?
You know, and the way I look at it is that the liberal plantation is boiling over. And what I mean by that is that the left has over 50 years taken the old plantation model that was a rural model when you had slave quarters and all, and recreated the plantation in the inner city. Except now it's not just for blacks. It's barrios for Hispanics and reservations for the American Indians and slums. And so these are horrible places to live. The family structure is broken down. There's no hope. It's very difficult. You get a meager living, basic health care, but you got basic health care on the old slave plantation as well. And so the left has created this. This is a product of the Democratic Party. They have to answer for it. And I think a lot of the urban strife comes out of the hopelessness of that environment created by the left and the Democrats.
Who are you going to vote for? Who should America vote for?
I can't vote because I'm a convicted enemy of the state. So I'm not going to be voting, but I'm going to try to convince millions of people to vote for Trump and to vote a straight Republican ticket. American politics is fought in teams. And so at the end of the day, there's only one group that can stop Hillary and the Democrats. That's Trump and the Republicans. You know, it's like 150 years ago. Who could stop slavery? Not even the abolitionists. It was only the Republican Party. So by winning the 1860 election, the Republican Party set off the train of events that brought slavery to an end. It's the Republican Party is the party to vote for straight down the line.
Thank you so much. Really excited to see the movie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kind. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. And the religion of peace strikes again and again and again. Now we've had another two attacks over the last 24 hours alone. Not getting too much media attention because, of course, they don't fit the narrative. This is out of RT. German train attacker left suicide note warning about attack. Now, of course, we covered this story yesterday. I was doing a live blog feed when this was unfolding. And it turns out now that, of course, he left the suicide note. He was a 17-year-old Afghan migrant who had come in as a result of Angela Merkel's humanitarian, culturally enriching wave of mass migration. Pages from a notebook found at the home of an Afghan teen who attacked passengers on a German train with an axe, I guess we have to ban assault axes now, may be regarded as a suicide note, police and investigating officials said during a press briefing on Tuesday. And it's surprising that they're actually even giving a press briefing, given the fact that in the past, German police have been ordered to cover up details about migrants committing crimes. We had the incident just after the Paris attacks where it was a Germany versus France soccer match at the stadium before the game. The police testified, the EMTs testified that they had found bombs in a fake dummy ambulance. That got covered up pretty quickly. the head of ZDF, Germany's top broadcaster, came out and admitted that they basically report what they're told to report by the German government. You had the mass molestation of women in not only Cologne, but also Hamburg on New Year's Eve. That was covered up for several days by the police authorities, by the German government, despite the fact that details emerged on social media almost immediately. So again, it's a surprise that we even get to find out the identity of this axe attacker at all, given the cover-up that we've seen in the past. But in this so-called suicide note that they found in the apartment belonging to this terrorist, and of course, you know, Obama will probably come out later and claim that this was just workplace violence, it says, addressing his father, the young man asked him to pray that he could take revenge on the infidels. This was in the suicide note of the axe attacker in Germany. Again, three people critically injured, still in hospital, others injured, others traumatized. He left a suicide note saying that he wanted to take revenge on the infidels. Nothing to do with Islam. The train attacker was a devout Sunni Muslim. Again, nothing to do with Islam. He didn't visit a mosque regularly, but had probably prayed privately. Having studied the man's presence on social networks, investigators said he had published a post against, quote, enemies of Islam some 24 hours before the attack. So again, nothing to do with Islam. He's out there saying that he plans to take revenge on the infidels. He's talking about punishing the enemies of Islam. He goes out, gets this train, which is in quite a rural area, and again, hacks these people. You look at the pictures. Go and look at the pictures on Twitter of this attack. Again, blood splattered everywhere. And this was not in a major city. This was in quite a rural area, you know, in Germany. This wasn't Berlin. This wasn't Dusseldorf. This wasn't Munich. This wasn't any of the major cities. It was a quiet, remote location. This stuff is becoming so common, so prevalent, that it's now reaching into the remote areas of these countries because, again, and you can read the interviews of these people in this area conducted by these news agencies after this attack, and they said, as soon as this happened, and we'll get to these stories soon, as soon as this happened, they knew that it would be one of the refugees, one of the migrants that had moved into the local area. And sure enough, that's exactly what it proved to be. Now, we have this clip from the Alex Jones Show, which I was a guest on last week and talked about, predicted this very thing. Of course, this was a minor attack in comparison to something like the Nice attack. But I was on the show around 6 days ago and said that attacks were coming in Germany. So let's go for that clip.
I'll just blame that as
well. Sure, so what comes next? I mean, where does this all end, Paul?
Well, we're in a war. I mean, the head of the French police last week said one or two more Islamic terror attacks in France, it's civil war. Now, the French have largely capitulated. What I'm predicting is this is going to happen in Germany. There's going to be a massive attack, and there's going to be a massive backlash. There's going to be civil unrest. There's going to be riots on the streets. It's only...
So that was me on the Alex Jones Show 6 days ago predicting that Germany would be attacked next. Now, of course, there are guaranteed to be bigger attacks than this axe attack, which took place on a train last night. Thankfully, as far as we know so far, nobody has died, but again, three people at least critically wounded. And why is it easy to predict that there are going to be more attacks and that there's going to be mass civil unrest, there's going to be riots on the streets? Well, because it's not just me saying it. It's the head of the French police forces saying it. If there's one more jihadist attack, if there's one more mass molestation like we saw in Cologne, people are going to completely revolt. Merkel is extremely unpopular already, and they've just about had enough of it. This article was put up on Infowars.com yesterday. Again, got very little attention comparatively. Council member, French citizens are getting ready for war. Gun club memberships quadruple after terror attacks as mood turns nasty. Now, this, again, wasn't in a major city. This is in a quite a rural, remote area where these people, these gun club members, quadrupling their membership. Yeah, and it's difficult to get access to a firearm in France. You've got to be a member of a gun club. You've got to jump through 20 different flaming hoops. But more and more people are doing it. This was a city councillor in southern France who warned that some French citizens are gearing up for civil war. Again, his words, not mine. As memberships of gun clubs explode in the aftermath of three massive terror attacks that have rocked the country. In an article entitled, What Next? Could France Be Facing a Civil War? Author Jonathan Miller, who's an elected council member in the village of Caux, asserts that the Nice truck attack has, quote, shaken France to the brink of a terrifying escalation. He says that France, quote, may be on the edge of something resembling a civil war, and that membership in his local gun club has, quote, quadrupled from 200 to 800 members in the last few months alone. They asked one of the local residents, one of the gun club members, why this was happening. He said, quote, they're getting ready for war. This is France. This is not even Germany, where you would probably expect a bigger reaction. But again, the government is out there saying, and the head of the French police is out there saying, well, you know, this is just a right-wing backlash trying to shift the blame onto the right wing. Not that this is a problem with inviting in over a million people into Germany, a situation in France where you've already got a large Muslim population. They had mass riots in 2005. Like Sweden, like other European countries, they have no-go Muslim ghettos where you get physically chased out. Same in Belgium, Brussels, Molenbeek, where we were chased out, myself, Joe Biggs, and Michael Zimmerman. This is the situation in France. This is what they've created. And now you have ISIS in their own manifesto saying, yes, we're going to exploit this refugee program to create more of these Muslim ghettos, which are all celebrated by the left. They want to create more of them. Of course, when you actually look where the leftist politicians live in every European country, it's always in the whitest area possible. They're big cheerleaders for these Muslim ghettos, these immigrant ghettos. They won't live anywhere near them because they're complete hypocrites who are completely shielded from the consequences of their own policies. So we had that situation again. Here's a quote from one of the local residents there in this area of Germany that suffered this axe attack. Quote, I assumed right away that it would be an asylum seeker before we knew, said Michel Uebor. Quote, anyone is being allowed in here and we're practically being overrun. We have no control over who's in Germany. So again, you're starting to see this backlash build. We saw it the other day in Nice with Manuel Valls, the French Prime Minister, who said that French people just need to learn to live with terrorism, need to learn to live with the mangled bodies of dead children on their city streets. Well, they're not having it anymore. They booed him. They whistled him. They called for his resignation at the actual memorial after the Nice attack. So you're starting to see somewhat of a shift. It's no longer pray for Nice or hug a Muslim or, oh, let's just blame all this on Western foreign policy and Islamophobia. They're actually starting to get angry. They're actually starting to demand change. So again, we have this situation in France. This is out of RT. Man stabs mom and three daughters at French holiday centre over shorts and T-shirts. You remember back last year, we had the report out of Germany where the headmasters at the school sent letters out to parents saying, don't let your children wear short skirts as school uniforms. Don't let them wear shorts. Because they put a migrant centre in the gymnasium on the school property. So again, they don't have to assimilate to our culture, but we need to cover up our children, Sharia law style, so the culturally enriching Muslim migrants don't rape them. Now, these children, one of them is basically in intensive care on the verge of death. A 37-year-old man identified as Mohammed B, imagine my shock, has stabbed a mother and her three daughters at a vacation center in southeast France for being dressed too lightly, local authorities said. The man attacked a woman and her daughters aged 8, 12 and 14 in the resort town of Laragne-Montaglin in the Hautes-Alpes region of France, outraged. at the fact that they were wearing shorts and T-shirts. And the authorities are all, oh, we don't know if there's a religious motive.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in fools and prison.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. So basically, in summary, you had a 17-year-old Afghan migrant who had entered Germany 2 years previously shouting Allah Akbar while hacking people with an axe on a train. Before the attack, he had posted that he wanted to punish the, quote, enemies of Islam, and that he wanted to kill the infidels. Again, nothing to do with Islam. We can blame this on Western foreign policy. We can blame it on Islamophobia. Anything, so we can continue to stick our heads in the sand as this happens on a daily basis now. Almost on a daily basis. We talked about France being hit with an attack on a bi-monthly basis. You take Europe as a whole, it's almost becoming a daily occurrence because today, again, it's been revealed that Mohammed B stabbed a mother and three daughters. One of those daughters, an eight-year-old girl, is in critical condition. Again, stabbed them because they weren't covered up, because they weren't wearing hijabs, because they were, quote, lightly dressed at the height of frigging summer in a southeastern French holiday resort. And, oh, we don't know his motivation. We don't know if there was a religious motivation. He's called Mohammed B. He's from Morocco, which is 98.7% Sunni Muslim population. Oh, I wonder what the motivation is. I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. But again, nothing to do with Islam. So long as we keep repeating that claim, we can continue to bury our heads in the sand, have Stockholm syndrome, and pretend that this isn't a massive problem. So you had the axe attack. You had another stabbing. Bearing in mind, again, that ISIS has told its adherents to carry out stabbing attacks. And again, after every single attack you hear, well, he wasn't an ISIS member. You don't have to be an ISIS member to be inspired by its hateful rhetoric and ideology. This is not a group. It's only a militant group if you're out there fighting in Syria or in Iraq. There are probably hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people living in the West right now who are inspired by this rhetoric. We saw the polls out of France, you know, 35% of Muslims in France support suicide bombings under some circumstances. You look at young people, that figure climbs to 42%. So you don't have to be a member, an actual member of ISIS in contact with ISIS commanders for this to be a problem. We hear that after every single attack. And again, it's a way to deny that this is an issue. It doesn't matter if they're directly in contact with ISIS people, if they're following ISIS commands to the letter in carrying out these attacks, then what's the difference? Now, after the axe attack in Germany, you had Renata Kunast, this prominent left-wing politician, actually put out a tweet saying, why did they have to shoot dead the axe terrorist in Germany? I mean, he was only hacking people with an axe. It may have been Islamophobic for the police to actually shoot him dead. She actually put out that tweet. This is the attitude amongst the left wing in German politics. We've seen Green Party members get up in front of the German parliament and say, in 20 years, there'll no longer be a German majority in major German cities. And that's a good thing, really. That's a good thing, is it? Over 1,000 women molested and raped in Cologne. That's a good thing. Hundreds more in Hamburg on the same night. This mass cover-up of this crime wave that's going on, that's all a good thing, according to the left. Because, again, many of them have aligned themselves with Islamists because they both hate the West. Now, I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's true. I mean, look at this article out of the Daily Caller. Media paints Steve King as racist for defending Western civilization. He actually got up on MSNBC and said, well, yeah, actually, Western civilization has contributed quite a lot to the development of humanity throughout history. Oh my God, what a racist. I mean, I've got an entire list of what the Greek society, the Greek civilization alone contributed to Western civilization, to human development. Typography, poetry, the science of philosophy, humanism, democracy, the development of mathematics, the alphabet, the Hippocratic Oath, the science of history, logic, the science of anthropology, the Olympic Games, the thermometer, central heating, geometry, the invention of cartography. You can go on for an hour listing what Western civilization has contributed to the development of humanity. Is it racist to simply bring that up? Well, yes, according to MSNBC. Yes, according to Chris Hayes. This guy is a racist, a white supremacist, merely for suggesting that Western civilization had a positive role in the development of humanity. The left has aligned itself with Islamists. They both hate the West.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. Full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The boys tell how Banjo fell and left his. We are back on the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. And talking about the religion of peace, perhaps we should do a weekly segment here called This Week in Death Threats. Remember I talked about this last week? Well, on Sunday evening, after the Baton Rouge murder of three cops, again by somebody obsessed with Black Lives Matter issues, you know, I put out the article, people on Twitter celebrating the deaths of these cops. Well, that resulted in more threats. They actually said that they had my address. These were people in London. You could tell that they were in London by their Twitter profiles, sending me private messages saying, yeah, basically, we know where you are and we're coming to get you. And people say, well, why don't you report it to the police? If I spent my time reporting these threats to the police, that's all I'd do. I wouldn't have time for anything else because it's almost on a daily basis now. And you think of those people who, you know, actually go out to these Draw Muhammad cartoon events, actually get out in public, you know, people like Pamela Geller, people like Tommy Robinson. Just imagine the volume of death threats that they get. Yet they're out in public, in many cases without security. They put up with it. Muslim reformists like Ayaan Hirsi Ali, her colleague, was killed on the streets of Amsterdam simply for being her colleague, simply because she's an ex-Muslim,
who speaks out against things like honor killings, things like Sharia law, simply says we need to reform Islam. Her colleague, again, killed on the streets of Amsterdam. So if those people can put up with it, then I can put up with it. So I'm not going to waste my time reporting this to the police. Again, in 99% of cases, it's going to be completely aimless anyway. It's people trying to intimidate you. This is what the left does best. But it's funny just to highlight this and to showcase it because, again, we saw, you know, after Gamergate, after all these other issues, these controversies, oh, the violent right wing is harassing people on Twitter. They're so misogynistic. They're so hateful. They're so intolerant. Well, I mean, just go and search assassinate Trump. Go and search kill Trump on Twitter. At any minute of the day, you will find hundreds of people threatening to do it, or at least asking other people to do it. The left is the most violent and intolerant group in society today. Yes, there are some crazy people on the right wing. There are some crazy neo-Nazis. But by and large, actual physical violent threats, they come from the left. They come from Islamists. I'm talking about the religion of peace. Well, this individual contacted me because he was so upset about me saying in a YouTube video that Islam is not a religion of peace, that he would kill me to prove that it was a religion of peace. This message was sent to me last night. F you, mother effer. How dare you say that Islam is not a religion of peace? I will come to your house and kill you. So he's going to prove that Islam is non-violent by violently killing me. Okay, that makes sense. And that's just a taste of it. This is almost on a daily basis now. And again, I'm not going to call the police because it's just a complete waste of time. If somebody had my exact address and they were saying, this is where you live, I'm going to come and get you now, then maybe. But this is just to showcase what people who speak out against the violent intolerance of Black Lives Matter, against the violent and intolerant aspects of Islam, this is what they go through. And in many cases, they remain completely silent about it. Meanwhile, over on the left, the feminists, the anti-Gamergate people, constantly whining and whinging, trying to classify criticism of their lame, stupid arguments as cyberbullying and harassment, going in front of the UN and putting pressure on governments to regulate the internet so people can be censored for criticizing feminists. That's what they see as harassment. That's what they see as cyberbullying. Meanwhile, you know, people like Tommy Robinson, people like Pamela Geller, whether you like them or not, every single day bombarded with death threats, threats of physical violence. It's the complete double standard and hypocrisy of the tolerant left, which in reality is completely intolerant. This is out of the Mirror. Nice ISIS attacker seen in chilling selfie posing by truck. He used to kill 48 people. And so the narrative again, oh, he was so depressed. His wife had left him 2 years previously. You know, maybe it was road rage. Maybe it was workplace violence. After all, you know, he was just delivering ice cream. That's why they let him on the road in the first place. Maybe it was nothing to do with Islam. These are the chilling selfies Bastille Day killer Mohamed Lahoulaj Boulel took with the truck he used to massacre his 84 victims. The grinning Tunisian posed with a pal inside and outside the 19-ton white lorry just days before the atrocity. In one, he holds his middle finger up inside the cab, and in the other, he smiles as he stands next to the vehicle. And of course, he sent these photos out to his friends, out to his family. Didn't look to be too depressed at the time again, just days before he engaged in that horrific rampage. Here's a video I put together in the aftermath of the Nice attacks, called Nice Terrorist Attack, What They're Not Telling You. Here's the clip. Well, yet again, here I am talking about the religion of peace. People are asking, why does France keep getting attacked? I'll tell you why. Because of spineless so-called leaders like Hollande and French Prime Minister Manuel Valls, who actually said today that France must learn to live with terrorism. To a jihadist, that's like a red flag to a bull. It's total capitulation. If you're prepared to tolerate little children getting crushed by lorries on the streets of major cities, what else are you willing to tolerate? Sharia law? Islamists in positions of political power?
areas of Europe becoming Islamic caliphates. When Islamists hear things like what Valls said, they smell blood in the water. They know they're winning. That's why France keeps getting attacked. The terrorists are winning. They're winning because they're protected by a left-wing denial industry based around Stockholm syndrome, apologia, and bedwetting. A president who daren't use the term Islamic terrorism.
The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam.
A presidential candidate who says that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism. A media that is so afraid to use the M word or the I word, they'd rather blame an inanimate object. Trucks don't kill people. The ideology of Islam kills people. What are you going to do? Ban assault trucks? A media that bombards us with an image of a dead boy on a beach in Turkey to shame the West into accepting millions of Muslim migrants because it fits their agenda, while refusing to broadcast the images of dead children in Nice because it might upset someone. Because, God forbid, people might finally start to question if this really is a religion of peace. A left-wing echo chamber that satiates social media with violent videos of black men being shot dead by cops, then implores everyone not to watch videos of the carnage in France because it doesn't fit their Islamophile narrative. Social networks and governments that ban, harass, and arrest critics of Islam while jihadists celebrate untouched. Governments across the West who import millions of Muslim migrants, a significant portion of whom support ISIS, a narrative that insists Western foreign policy is solely to blame. Really? So how does that explain why they're slaughtering people in foreign countries that have no connection whatsoever to Western foreign policy? How does that explain why they kill Shia Muslims all over the Middle East? How does that explain why the Quran directs them over and over again to kill the infidels? Now I'll tell you what aspect of foreign policy is to blame. French Prime Minister Valls saying that the jihadists France allowed to leave and enter the country were not a threat because they were, quote, fighting Assad. Just listen to the left's argument every time this happens. We can't allow this to divide us. We can't fight hate with hate. We can't let the right wing take advantage.
Yeah, so millions of illegal Muslim immigrants may be entering Europe at an uncontrolled rate and raping and murdering thousands of civilians, but you know what really scares me? Is a political party I don't personally align with being democratically voted into power.
If the right wing gets into power, that will just create more division and there'll be more attacks. In other words, we're not being nice enough to the precious Islamists. Don't upset them, appease them, otherwise they'll kill us. Yeah, because that's worked great so far, hasn't it? Look, we tried it your way, and you completely failed, okay? Multiculturalism has failed. These jihadists are pouring out of the Islamic ghettos that the left's mass immigration policies created. 35% of Muslims in France support suicide bombings. 42% of young Muslims in France support suicide bombings. There's been a terror attack in France every other month for the past 18 months. More people died as a result of terrorist attacks in France over the last 2 years than the previous 100 years. There have been 1,268 Islamic terror attacks in 50 different countries so far this year alone. Your Facebook profile pic filters didn't stop that. Hug a Muslim didn't stop that. Pray for hashtags didn't stop that. What will bring a stop to this? Ending the climate of political correctness that stops people from reporting suspicious activity for fear of being called racist. Not importing millions of Muslim migrants, many of whom refuse to assimilate into our society, and then help create Islamic ghettos that become breeding grounds for terrorists. Deporting terrorists instead of giving them refugee status in the name of human rights. Deporting hate preachers who infest mosques throughout Europe. A complete halt on immigration from Muslim countries. Recognizing that Islam is not a religion of peace and has been at war with the West for most of modern history. Now I know that many of you do actually hate the West, and that's why ISIS brags in its own manifesto how they're going to recruit you because you share the same goals. But for everyone else, this is a war. We're in a war. Do you understand that? Nazi Germany was not defeated with hashtags, flowers, candles, or Facebook likes. It's not pray for Nice. It's fight for Western civilization. How many crushed, mangled bodies on the streets of European cities is it going to take?
for you to realize that.
Okay, that's up on my YouTube channel, Prison Planet Live. Get that video, share it. Before we move on, though, I urge you to go to InfoWarsStore.com because DNA Force is selling out. This special ends tonight, 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is the time to get it for 25% off before we're forced to pull the special at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force is loaded with a patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to secure. We've also got the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, again, making headlines nationwide. We've also got Super Male Vitality back in stock. And again, you can help us hunt down the next Trigglypuff. It's kind of like Pokemon Go, except we're hunting for social justice warriors. Call the cook, aid Skrillex, the next Trigglypuff. That's what we want, and you can help us do that. Again, by buying the products, because we send, look at the number of reporters we've sent to Cleveland. Again, this does not come cheap. So please continue your fantastic support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk about Melania Trump. Because, of course, Donald Trump is a racist and a bigot for calling for mass uncontrolled illegal immigration to end. But Melania Trump, just listen to some of this. Again, the left preaches bigotry and intolerance when they're talking about people like Donald Trump, when they're talking about the supposed right wing. Listen to how they reacted to Melania Trump's speech last night at the RNC. Now, let's brush aside for a second this whole plagiarism scandal. Obama plagiarized speeches. Joe Biden plagiarized speeches. Michelle Obama plagiarized speeches. That's not the issue. Is that dumb that they used almost exactly the same words as Michelle Obama's speech from 2008? Well, yes, but it's not the first time it's happened. The bigger controversy here, and this is up on InfoWars.com, tolerant leftist Melania Trump is a, quote, dumb bitch who can't speak English. This is the tolerant left. We need a woman in the White House. Criticism of Hillary is sexist. Donald Trump is racist for criticizing illegal immigrants. But Melania Trump is a dumb bitch with a stupid accent who can't speak English and needs to be deported. That was the actual reaction from the progressive liberals in the aftermath of this speech. Again, they're all for women in politics, apart from when those women are conservative. Then they're sluts, they're plastic, they're bitches, they're bimbos, they're tramps, they're stupid. Again, dumb immigrants who can't speak English. That was the reaction from Hillary Clinton supporters after Melania Trump's speech. And they did a study, I think it was out of Vocative here, where they tracked the keywords that were associated with Melania Trump in the 2 hours following her speech. Again, bitch, slut, plastic whore, bimbo, tramp, skank, and a lot worse words that I can't even say. This was the progressive, tolerant, liberal left reacting to a female immigrant giving a speech. Meanwhile, they will call Donald Trump a bigot, a sexist, a misogynist all day for criticizing illegal immigrants, for saying mean things about Rosie O'Donnell, for saying mean things about Megyn Kelly. It's bad when Donald Trump does it, but when his wife simply gives a speech about how she loves her husband and adores her family and how she worked hard to get out of a crap hole communist country to come to America, be successful and become a citizen, well, then she's a dumb immigrant. She can't speak English properly. She's stupid. She's a tramp. We should deport her. Again, absolute rampant hypocrisy. She actually speaks 5 languages. And is incredibly intelligent, but again, the facts don't matter to social justice warriors. Now, go through the tweets that I included in this article, and most of them have probably been deleted by now, because that's what these people do. Once you shine a spotlight on their rampant intolerance, they just delete the tweets. But again, I can't even read most of these because they're so foul-mouthed. But you've got people saying, oh, I can't even understand her. She can barely speak English. We should deport her back to the third world. And then you've got a raft of people just calling her, again, a dumb bitch with a silly accent who shouldn't even be up on stage. This is the tolerant, progressive, liberal left, who, again, will only cheer for women in politics if that woman is a leftist. You've seen it in the United Kingdom with Theresa May, who I don't even like. You know, she said that Sharia law would be good under some circumstances in Britain. But again, she's a female politician, only the second in 26 years to become prime minister in the United Kingdom. You would think that the left, the feminists, would be celebrating this. Well, no, they hate her guts. They're more mean to her than they were to Cameron. Again, you look at the studies, so-called misogyny, these mean sexist comments made on Twitter, made on social media. 50% of them are made by other women. So this entire narrative, this Gamergate narrative, that, you know, all the misogyny, all the hate is coming from the evil right-winged manosphere, completely debunked once again. Go and look in this article about what these leftists, what these Hillary Clinton supporters said about Melania Trump. Complete hypocrites exposed once again. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As we've been tried it on the wine spread, much too long, Sweden.
Final segment of The Alex Jones Show. Now, of course, before the break, we were talking about the left's reaction to Melania Trump's speech, calling her a dumb, stupid immigrant because she has an accent. The progressive, liberal, tolerant left, who will label Donald Trump a bigot all day long for wanting to stop mass uncontrolled illegal immigration, again set their sights on his wife simply because her first language is not English, proving once again that the left's enthusiasm for women in politics completely disappears when they're faced with a woman who contradicts their stupid opinions. And on that very subject, we've got Hillary Clinton giving an interview with Charlie Rose. This came out last night. We don't have time for the clip, but you can see it in the article up on Infowars.com. Hillary's response to charge she's part of the establishment. I'm a woman. Having female genitalia is revolutionary, according to Clinton. Hillary Clinton responded to the charge that she's part of the establishment by asserting that she had female genitalia and that this was revolutionary. Again, Hillary running on her sole campaign platform that she has female genitalia. That's all she's got. So Rose said to her, quote, you come from the establishment. You have a deep political history. You have been part of the establishment since you were the First Lady of Arkansas. Hillary responded, I know what the rap is. You've been around since, you know, the beginning of time. She then paused awkwardly, and you can see it in the video. She's basically run out of things to say. And then just plays the gender card completely out of the blue. Quote, having a woman nominated for the first time by a major political party, oh my gosh, that's revolutionary. So again, it's revolutionary for a major political party to nominate someone who is the consummate establishment insider. Just look at the amount of money she's taken from Wall Street compared to Donald Trump, who, again, is completely self-funded. But Hillary has a vagina, and that's all that matters. That makes her revolutionary. So she's brave. She's inspiring. She's making history simply for being a woman. But then Melania Trump gets up on stage, a woman that is an immigrant, a successful immigrant, escaped communist hellhole, worked hard, became successful, learned five languages. She gets up there, gives a 15-minute, quite moving speech. Yes, some of it was plagiarized, like two sentences. Big deal. They all do that anyway. But again, look at the frothing reaction from the insane, intolerant left. She's a dumb bitch. She's a stupid immigrant. She can't even speak English. We need to deport her. Again, they reserve their most vitriolic hate the women who are conservative, or not even conservative, just don't toe their agenda, just don't agree with their every opinion. Complete unbridled hypocrisy. Once again, you can see it up on Infowars.com, where I've noticed all the idiots whose tweets I included in the article are now hastily deleting them. Well, if you're so proud of your opinion, why would you delete it when somebody draws attention to it? And I guess they're all whining about their mentions now on Twitter and claiming that they're being harassed because people are disagreeing with their stupid opinion. Complete hypocrisy and intolerance from the left once again. Couple of final stories. Black Lives Matter activists, we need a military coup if Trump wins the presidency. Sean King, who is actually white, is now out saying that. And there was a Washington Post article today where they compared Trump to Erdogan in Turkey and said, well, maybe we do need a coup if Trump takes the Oval Office. Student leader says cops killed by Dallas sniper are bastards, draws outrage. Again, more unbridled hate and intolerance from the left, from the Black Lives Matter crowd when it comes to the murder of police officers. That's going to do it for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Alex and crew will be back from the RNC tomorrow, 11 to 2. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.